The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away.
Hey everybody, welcome back once again. This is, of course, Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
And this week, we are doing an all Let It Go show.
The Let It Go-a-thon.
Yes, we're going to play nothing but the song Let It Go. We found 15 different versions, and right now we're going to keep moving with the Kenny G version of Let It Go.
Followed by the Ozzy Osbourne version of Let It Go.
And before you change the channel, it's our late, lame attempt at April Fools. We're not going to play any more Let It Go today. In fact, in honor of April Fools, we're going to be playing something. Hey, I said we're not going to play that anymore. All right. So in honor of April Fools, we're going to be playing nothing but songs from silly, goofy movies like this one.
Both pilots.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me sure.
Somebody help me.
Staying Alive there. That would be the Bee Gees from
the movie Airplane.
Yes.
Yeah. Not Airplane 2, the sequel. The Airplane, the original, with the great actor, Canadian actor, Leslie Nielsen.
And
I don't know. I don't know if you get much funnier than Leslie Nielsen.
You don't. That's why I still don't understand why that show only lasted, what, 8 episodes?
Which show?
Police Squad.
Oh, yeah. Well, but 2 movies.
3 movies.
Well, 2.5 movies.
Three movies.
Well, yeah. One was called 2.5. A funny thing. So the scene with what's the actor who plays Ted Stryker again?
Robert Hayes.
The scene with Robert Hayes where he's actually dancing to Staying Alive that we just heard. You can see if you watch really carefully and you look in the corner. I can't remember which side. If you look in the corner of the screen instead of watching the dancer, you can see. So in the movie, if you haven't seen it, there's Robert Hayes is dancing in the middle of a bunch of people. And then at some point, a stunt double takes over, or a dance double, if you will. And you can see Robert Hayes sneaking out in the corner. You can actually see him, like he goes behind somebody and then the dancer comes out and you can see Robert Hayes going off to the side. So, if you don't know it's there, you never notice it because you're obviously looking at the middle of the screen. But if you sort of look at the peripherals, you can see some funny stuff sometimes.
I haven't seen it in a while. I'll have to go back and watch that.
Yeah. Well, if you do, definitely check that out. What do we got next?
Well, continuing on our theme of silly comedies, and as we wish everyone a very happy belated April Fool's Day.
Yep.
We've got a little bit of Apache Indian coming up from Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. This is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on 101.5.
Indy 101.5.
That's right.
Boom shakalaka, what the people them want. Woman them a flex and the man them a chant. Got the 60s style, it's time to come back. Draw for your bell bottom, black heel and frack. Boom shakalaka, rude boy. You tell them no, sir.
Bubble and a wine, can the gala draw near? Everybody sing. I don't really get started on my day and that's me, but I open my eyes to take a peek. To the final bit of my nose, but I get the sting, gazing on the tranquility.
Listening, you're probably wondering what the hell was that, and that would be a good question because that was the Butthole Surfers doing Donovan. Who knew? Hurdy-Gurdy Man from the soundtrack to Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. And what band was that again? Can you say that again, please?
The Butthole Surfers.
The Butthole Surfers?
The Butt.
The Butthole Surfers.
The Butthole Surfers.
Yes, excellent. I'm just trying to get you to say butthole a lot because this is the silly comedy, dumb comedy, April Fools type show, so we're just going to be sillier than usual, which is pretty bad.
No, it's fine. You may hear a couple dad jokes along the way because we're both dads, and that's going to happen. So,
yes, we can't help it. It's we have to do it.
We have to, otherwise we'll get kicked out of the union. So yes, exactly. It's rules, you know.
Right. All right. What do we got next?
Well, again, you can't do dumb. You can't do stupid comedies and not talk about the collective works of Adam Sandler.
Absolutely.
Or Will Ferrell, both of which are coming up.
Yeah.
So, from the soundtrack to Billy Madison.
Excellent.
It's Jackson 5, ABC, on the soundtrack show.
On Indie 101.5.
Dig it.
Thank you. Well, in a stroke's the word. Don't take no rhythm. Don't take no style. Got a thirst for killing. Crack your body. Woo! Put your right hand out. Give a firm handshake. Talk to me about that one big break. Keep it all in place. Work your way right into my face. First you try to bend me and make my backbone slide. But when you find you bled me, skip on by, keep on.
Stop me,
give me the business all night long.
You know, the Stroke, Billy Squire from the
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison.
Billy Squire on Billy Madison. There you go.
So we're continuing on tonight, our belated April Fool's Day.
Was anybody fooled by our silly Let It Go joke? Probably not. We're not that good.
Have you seen any really dumb internet things for jokes?
No, not really.
The silliest one I've seen so far was the BBC announcing that Tom Holland, Spider-Man, is taking over the role of the Doctor in Doctor Who.
I heard Hugh Grant was doing that, actually. Is that true?
No, that was a plan. So someone was talking about it. Hey, that would be a fun idea. But
yeah, it would be interesting.
He's done it before.
Yeah?
Hugh Grant was the Doctor in a comic relief bit they did, but he was the Doctor for 10 seconds because...
That counts, though.
He died and then regenerated, and then every time the Doctor regenerates, he changes the actor. That's how they do the...
Right.
That's how they change actors in the show, which is a brilliant idea.
Yes.
And so he was Doctor... He was Hugh Grant, and then he was... some, I don't know, chubby guy. And then he died again. He was Richard E. Grant, which actually I would love to have seen. I would love to have seen a whole series of Doctor Who with Richard E. Grant as a doctor.
Yeah, crazy.
Drop Dead Fred. He was very funny.
All right.
All right.
Speaking of funny, hey, yes. You owe me a Coke.
Okay, deal. Yeah, we're doing the silly movies tonight, and that would be leading us into Joe Dirt.
Which is a very silly movie.
Yes.
Actually, I'm really glad we got to this one this week because I... was going to try to fit it in a couple weeks ago on our radio show about radio shows because there's like the whole narration of the Joe Dirt story is sort of when he's talking to Dennis Miller on the radio station.
I could buy Dennis Miller as like a CBC-esque sort of announcer.
For sure. So I'm glad we're getting to this one this week. What do we got coming up next?
This is the Bob Seger System, a little rambling, gambling man, right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on
Indy 101.5.
59078.
Rambling Man, take two.
Ah! stone hand, a graveyard man. Just 22, baby, I don't mind dying. Snakeskin shoes, baby, put them on your feet. Got the good time music with a boogie to beat. Yeah, who do you love? Ooh, who do you love? I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra snake for a necktie. A brand new house out on the roadside, and it's a man at a rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chin, I'm on a bit on top, and it's a man out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, child. Tell me who do you love? Yeah, who do you love? Who do you
George Thorogood here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5, and that's from Joe Dirt. Or is it called Meet Joe Dirt? Isn't that actually what it's called?
The Legend of Joe Dirt.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were going to play some Lynyrd Skynyrd, but the 8-track is propping up the corner of the outhouse, so we couldn't play Lynyrd Skynyrd for you. So, yeah, sorry about that, but I think George Thorogood, pretty good substitute anyway.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
And it was better than playing Ted Nugent. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's April Fool's tribute to silly movies.
Adjacent. We're April Fool's adjacent because it's actually after April Fool's.
Belated,
yes.
And so you can't talk about... Now, it's funny. These guys are all from Saturday Night Live.
Many of them are, yes.
Yes.
I mean, at least the last couple movies for sure, yes.
And the next couple movies. So we have... that one was David Spade.
David Spade, yep.
And now we're doing one with David Spade and...
The legendary. And late and very great in
Chris
many
Farley.
Ways. Chris Farley, yes.
So we'll do a couple from their movies, starting with this one. From the soundtrack to Tommy Boy, it's Dexy's Midnight Runners and the Emerald Express. Little Come On, Eileen.
Back to the 80s here on 101.5, Indie 101.5 on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
We'll be right back. Home for alternative.
Everybody was kung fu. They fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up, they were chopping them down.
and Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Yeah. But they fought with expert timing. There was Funky Billy Chin and little Sammy Chung. He said, here comes the big boss. Let's get it on. We took a bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. A sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Well, Carl Douglas.
Surely not everybody was kung fu fighting.
Okay, the majority of people were kung fu fighting.
Some of the people were fighting some of the
time. A portion of the people were fighting were kung fu fighting.
Okay. Were some of the other people fighting other than kung fu?
Maybe some of them played, were doing karate. You know, yeah, they're maybe. Doing Cobra Kai.
Yes, possibly. All right, so that was from
Beverly Hills Ninja.
Beverly Hills Ninja, another great Chris Farley comedy. Before that, we had.
Great is a strong word, but it was a Chris Farley comedy.
Well, yeah, it was a great Chris Farley comedy. In other words, that like it was great, but it was Chris Farley. So in the scheme of things, it might not have been that great, but it was still great because it was
Chris. And Chris Rock was in that too, and he did not get slapped.
Oh, well, you sure? I mean, it was everybody was kung fu fighting. He must have got hit.
No, someone asked at the end of the movie, are you the great black ninja? And he said, some say it is so, but he never actually got hit.
Oh, well, maybe he was just that good. We're talking about dad jokes. Here's one for you.
Sure.
What did Chris Rock find on his face the morning after the Oscars?
Fresh Prince.
Yes. So before Kung Fu Fighting, we had a little Francais, Pour Mes Amis, Lady Marmalade, from Tommy Boy, right?
Tommy, or no, from Black Sheep.
Black Sheep, right.
If you're talking about Tommy Boy and Black Sheep, they're the same film.
They're pretty much the same movie. Yes. Which one was better?
Tommy Boy.
Yeah, I thought so too. All right, moving along, we couldn't do a silly comedy show without including Mark's hero, Weird Al Yankovic.
And because of that, and if you have not seen his film, UHF, you certainly should. So back in the days, pre-cable, TVs had a upper dial and lower dial, UHF and VHF. VHF is channels 2 to 13. UHF was ultra-high frequency for further on.
Kind of like AM and FM, but not quite.
And if you still had a TV with an antenna, back in the day, you could get stations from all over the place. Like a UHF station, which is what Weird Al runs in this film.
Before we go to the song, Daniel Radcliffe as Weird Al in the Weird Al biopic.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. He looks the part.
Yeah.
And apparently it's very funny, so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Cool. All right. Some music from UHF here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Well, we're going to start off with this commercial.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City! Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny.
Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City.
I like their spatulas so much. About the company.
Spatula City. 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City. We sell spatulas. And that's all.
Beverly Hillbillies, Weird Al Yankovic from the soundtrack to UHF.
All right. It's always great when we get to play Weird Al.
Yes, it is.
We were just saying in between songs here that I don't know that people really appreciate like how talented Weird Al Yankovic is because his music is so silly. But still, I mean, he plays all those him and his band play all those different genres, and he comes up with some pretty creative new lyrics to great songs. So.
And whenever he records a parody, he always asks the original artist for permission.
Yes, which he doesn't have to. Nope. He doesn't have to do that. He could do it anyway, but he does. And I think that just shows a sign of respect. And, you know, really, there's no reason to not let him do it because you make money when somebody else covers your song. So
true. Prince turned him down a couple times.
And Paul McCartney did too.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to do Live and Let Die. And Weird Al wanted to change it to Chicken Pot Pie. But Paul McCartney didn't want it to be his song to be about eating chicken because he's a vegetarian.
All right, so, I can see that. George Harrison let him do it.
Yeah, yeah. But he didn't. What did he sing about George Harrison's song?
He did a parody of. The song was just 6 words long.
Yeah,
that was the parody song.
Well, yeah, but see, that's just it. I think Paul McCartney didn't have a problem with Weird Al covering his song. He just didn't want one of his songs talking about eating chicken. So, yeah. Anyway, we're going to move along now with another back to Will Ferrell and his partner in crime. What's the guy's name?
John C. Reilly.
Yeah, that's the guy. And we're going to
do
some stuff from Step Brothers, which was a great movie. So funny.
And we're going to start off with Mighty Mighty Boston's The Impression I Get. Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show, Indie 101.5. I get by Mighty Mighty Boss Tones
at the friggin' Catalina wine mixer. Actually, we should have played some Billy Joel, I guess, but true. Only 90s Billy Joel,
80s Billy Joel.
Was it only 80s acapella Billy Joel? Right,
don't make me hit you.
Yeah, so sorry we couldn't play Boats and Hoes for your U Step Brother fans out there. It was just a little too spicy for the radio,
it's a touch too dirty, yep. And we want to keep this show,
yes,
but so. We appreciate anyway. Your sensibilities, nonetheless.
All right. And so we've played Mighty Mighty Boss Tones instead, which, what a great tune. Want to quick mention that apparently Mighty Mighty Boss Tones recently just disbanded. So they're done, unfortunately. But what a great band.
And that said, we're just about out of time. We have one more tune to go before we call it a night.
Yeah, and this is not a joke. We are going to wrap it up.
Yeah. The joke would have been if we're going to play for another 9 hours. But
yeah. Or if we finished on Let It Go, which we're also not going to do. We're going to finish on what, Mark?
We're going to finish on a little Daryl Hall and John Oates. Hall & Oates, you make my dreams come true.
Thanks for listening to Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show right here on Indie 101.5. Have a great week, everybody.
And stay good. Be excellent to each other. Night, everybody.
Scatter, and you pull them all together. And From the edge of Hamilton's escarpment, this is Indie 101.5 CIOI.